Okay, our learning should be in Zchus, a very holy woman from Miami Beach, who needs a refuah shlema. Yehudis Bas, her name is Yehudis Bas Chaya Perel. Okay, so last week we spoke a little bit about Na'aseh v'Nishma. We're going to go a little bit into Na'aseh v'Nishma a little bit, but not really focus on that very much. It's a very famous question of the Al Shech HaKadosh when it comes to Parshat Truma. When you're going to go to the year, your year in Israel, you know it's Al Shech, you'll be good to go. And I think it really talks about why Truma and Tetzava come really after of Yisroel. And then, you know, sometimes when Klal Yisroel gets to these Parshas, sometimes it gets a little, God forbid, dry. But we have to just look a little deeper and be able to find the gems of beauty. I want to start on page 4 over here. Usually we should start on page 1. But page 1, he quotes the Al-Sheikh. And I guess, but we'll just start and we'll see the Al-Sheikh on page 4. Page 4 is the Hamayan HaNetzvi. His name is Rav Tzvi Ostreicher. He's a beautiful, beautiful Malakit. I don't know who he is, but one of my friends told me to get the Sefer. And he says a beautiful thing. He says, but the Pazik says in this week's Parsha of Asuli Mikdash Veshachanti Bisochem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you should build for myself a Mikdash, you should build for myself a sanctuary, Veshachanti Bisochem, and I will dwell among them. So if you go in the second paragraph over here, the Al-Sheikh says, Veshem Achem, and he quotes, L'chora, Hayatzorach Lios Kasu Veshachanti Bisocho, Lashon Yachid, right? If you look at the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Va'asuli, right? Li is if you go to any third grade kid, or not third grade, whatever, sixth or seventh grade kid, you'll know that it means singular, right? So if the beginning of part of the Pasuk is Lashon Yachid, the end of the Pasuk should also be Lashon Yachid. Well, so why does it say Veshachanti Bisocham? Bisocham, as the Al-Sheikh says right here, Besocham is a loshon rabin. Right? Veshachanti besocho loshon yachid. It should have said. The kavanah tia mikdash l'nisker lefnikin. Madua kasu besocham loshon rabin. Why does it say loshon rabin? So the Al-Sheikh has a beautiful thought. We'll just say it outside. It was hidden inside. He says, when we learn that pasuk, we're reading the whole pasuk wrong. What does it mean veshachanti besocham? Doesn't mean that I will dwell amongst them as a singular. I will dwell amongst them inside every single Jew, not amongst them in the Mishkan itself. Okay, the Pashup Shad is that Kadosh Baruch Hu will dwell in the Mishkan, in this building, right? But really the panemius of the inner depth of what the Asher wants to say is that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, build for yourself a mikdash, v'shechanti b'socham. I'm not going to live among them in a building, I'm going to live in you, b'socham. Let's do what he says here. L'lamedcha, to teach us, Shashras Ashchina Chayeves Lios Besoch Liboseim Shabnei Yisrael, to teach us that the Klai Kadosh Baruch Hu rests the Shechina in the hearts of every single Jew. Vezosi Iker Materas Beneis Beis Hamikdash, and that's the Iker Beis Hamikdash is that a person makes a big Beis Hamikdash, a Mikdash within themselves. He makes them a receptacle that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be able to be close to him. And he quotes the Mukubalim. I'm not sure which Mukubalim he's talking about. He says that every Sha'adam Nachshul Olam Katan, right? Every single person is their own Olam. Every single person is their own small world. V'fichach, Kemosh Yesh Mitzvah Lahaki Mikdash B'Olam HaGadol Al Harbayis. Just like there's a big mitzvah to be able to go and be able to bring karbanos on the Har HaBayis. Kach Yesh Mitzvah Lahaki Mikdash B'Olam HaKatan. B'socho Shekol Ben Yisrael. There's another mitzvah. The same way that we have a mitzvah to be able to bring mitzvos, to be able to bring karbanos up to Har HaBayis, there's also be able to build the mikdash. A Jew has to also build the mikdash within themselves. And he quotes in the next paragraph over here. Gemara says in Yoma, right? Shebevayis sheni lo sharis shechina, right? In the base of mikdash, the shechina didn't dwell. And the Gemara says in Megillah, right? We're getting to Purim. We just celebrated Rosh Chodesh Adar. Megillah says, Chavtes Amarav, Rashbi Omar Bar Ure, go and see. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, that wherever they get put in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with them. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with them? Right? So we'll see. Golul Mitzrayim, Shechina Imam. They went to Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them. Golul Bavel, Shechina Imam. They went to Bavel, the Shechina went with them. V'af kishen asinu ligo, Shechina Imam. Even when they're going to be able to have the Geulah, finally come to the third base of Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with them? not physically, but spiritually, inside a person. Inside a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu lives. Every single person has a neshama. And the shot of the Al Shech is saying, the Shechati Pesochem, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's very good now we send Matan Torah, but don't think that being Jewish is that I only serve Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. Serve me inside of you. Realize, find me inside of you. Realize that I live, that you have a part of a neshama, and you have to build that up inside of you. So go back to page one over here. The Beis Yitzchak is going to bring us in a deeper way. So usually the Beis Yitzchak, when someone sees the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, you think that it comes from one of the hundreds of the YU Sfarim that they put out every year from different Rashi Yeshiva and Talmidim. They're called Beis Yitzchak, named after Rav Yitzchak Elchanan from the Yeshiva. However, this Beis Yitzchak comes from a little of a Hasidic background. This Beis Yitzchak was Rav Yitzchak Isaac Weinberger, who was known as the Turk Rebbe. How do I know who that is? I grew up in Jamaica States, in New York, and they have a small little shtibo, right? There's a Rebbe, and he has a couple sons. There's no Hasidim. It's all Baal Batim. But his father, he survived the Holocaust. Most of his Hasidim were killed in the war, and he is known as the Turk Rebbe. You probably not most people haven't heard of it, but the Sfarim are unbelievable. Remember, he gave me this copy on Purim a couple years back. It changed my life. So here we go. So he quotes he quotes this Al Shech over here, and he says that it's not only that Kadosh Baruch Hu lives amongst them, but he lives besoch kol echa ve'echa miYisrael. He lives inside every single one of them. Look on the footnote on the bottom. Go to Todos Yaakov Yosef. Who was the Todos Yaakov Yosef? Todos Yaakov Yosef was the first Hasidic Sefer ever put out. Everyone knows the Baal Shem Tov was the founder of the Hasidic movement. But if you go out to the Sfarim store, the Sefer Baal Shem Tov Al-Torah that we have was not written by the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov didn't write any Sfarim. The first Hasidic Sefer that came out by a Hasidic Rav was a Todos Yaakov Yosef, and he wasn't always a chassid. He was, if you could say, he was makariv through time. The Baal Shem Tov brought him, and he was a very shark likvat. But we'll talk about that another time. So he says over here, if you look in the pasuk in the Megillah, right, we have to go, just because we're in other off doesn't mean we can't make hachanis for Purim. The pasuk says, "Yesh no am echad mufuzur mafura bein amim." Right. Haman tells Achashverosh, there's an Am that's very scattered amongst all the nations. Is Dati Amalek in Amosim, right? And they're doing all these things. What was Haman really saying to Achashverosh? Not that they were physically scattered. Hainu. Kevan she mufuzur mufuraj, she'en b'neim achdus. What does mufuzur mufur mean? That they were scattered and they were separated? It means that they didn't have achdus. They weren't together. Right? Al kein ve'ez Dati Amalek malcho she'olam in Amosim, right? Therefore, the king won't be able, the king doesn't want anything to do with them. Right, just a couple nuggets. We just to start the shir. We saw the Al Shech who said that. What does it mean? That why does it start with Lashon Yochai and then go to Lashon Rabim of Besochem? No, Besochem means Besoch. Every single Jew, Kadosh Baruch Hu lives inside. Now the basic quotes. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu lives inside every Jew? That part of every single Jew has Hashem within them. That means when someone says, "I don't like that person," you're saying, "I don't like Hashem. I don't like God." You might not like his actions. I tell my students all the time. They tell me, "Rabbi, she did this to me. He did this to me." Okay, they say, "I don't like him." You don't like. It's not like you don't like them. You don't like their action, right? Because at the end of the day, every single Jew has a neshama, and what part of a neshama is a neshama is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When someone says, "I don't like someone," it's basically saying that I don't like Hashem, right? We all have one Father. Everyone, I'm sure you know the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that when someone. How great Achdus is, the Klai Yisrael is one body, right? We spoke about this a couple weeks ago. So the Yerushalmi says, but someone's cutting something out, right? Cutting something up for Shabbos, and you cut your right finger. So Klai, would your right hand now pick up the right hand, take the knife and cut the left hand? Of course not. Why? So there's one body. So it's the same thing as the Jewish people, right? God forbid, if you realize that you're one body, you wouldn't want to take revenge. You wouldn't want to say something bad. You wouldn't want to do that. So that's what the Toldos Yaakov Yosef said. Haman was telling Achashverosh, you want to know how Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about Klal Yisrael? You know when? When they're mefuzur mefurad. And that's why, if you know, later in the Megillah, right before Esther comes in, we spoke about this last week, Esther tells Mordechai one less eitzah before she goes in without being called on. Her life's on the line. What does she say? Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim. Gather all the Jews together. Gather all the Jews together because the Kolach of Achdus will be the only thing that will be able to get us through. So that's what we saw over here. But he wants to go a little deeper. Lufi Zeh, last line in the first paragraph. Lufi Zeh, Tzarech, Lahavin. Amai Tzidah Hashem Yisbarach Livnos Mishkan, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochin Ba'adam U'Mashash Chinaso B'Soch Ko Echam Yisrael. So he says a great thing. He says, at the end of the day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives inside every Jew, then why do we need a Mishkan at all? Right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives inside every single Jew, as from the Al Shech said, then why do we need to have a Mishkan at all? Why do we need a Beis HaMikdash at all? That's our first question. The second question over here, he quotes from the Medrash, the Tanad Ve'elio, who says, Kevan Shekibli Yisrael O Malchus Shemayim B'Simcha, as soon as Klai Yisrael were Mekabal O Malchus Shemayim with happiness, as soon as they said those famous words, Nasav Nishma, we will do, and we will hear. And Hashem's response was to them, what? Miyad Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Sheyomar L'Yisrael, you should tell the Jewish people, Sheyasa Lo Mishkan. Right, as the Pasuk says, Dabar B'nei Yisrael, V'asul L'mitash V'shachanti B'socha. So he wants to say a great thing. Why do we have to, what's the shaykhus between Nasav Nishma and V'asul L'mitash, right? It seems a very odd thing. Nasav Nishma, right? We have to also remember. Rashi always says that the Torah is not in chronological order. Just because the Nasav Nishma happens at the end of Mishpatim and there's 10 or 15 Pesukim until the Asla Mitash, it doesn't mean that they're not next to each other. There's no chronological order to the Torah. So at the end of the day, the Medrash is telling something deep. Why would that be Hashem's first response? Nasav Nishma? Oh, now you got to go build me a Mishkan. We have to understand the Panemius Hadvarim, the deeper essence behind the scenes. So two questions. Why is it that we need a Mishkan? At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu lives inside every single Jew. So why do we need a Mishkan? Why do we need a place at all? The second question is, why was that Hashem's response after Nasav Nishma, the also the Mikdash, that we should go build him a Mikdash? So he quotes in the first paragraph, we'll just do it outside, that we know that the Jewish people before the Mekabel Torah, they Mekabel Torah ki ishechad b'levachad. They accepted the Torah with tremendous achdus, with tremendous love for each other. Right? If you go to the last line over here, ki adei ha'achdus nechshav ki ilu ku'echem Yisrael ki imes kol ha'Torah. Kula. There's a famous principle from the we're going to see from the Beis Shmuel Achron, which is not a Hasidic sefer. How is it that we're the Jewish people are supposed to keep the 632 mitzvahs, right? If you're a Kohen and I'm a Yisrael, there's certain mitzvahs that you're chayvin, and right? If I have two girls and I don't have a boy, so I wasn't mekayin the mitzvah for Revu. So at the end of the day, how am I supposed to do 632 mitzvahs? So it says the base. We're going to see that from the Beis Shmuel and through other Svarim, when a person has the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, when the person has the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, you care for your Jews, you care for your fellow brother, you care for your fellow sister. By attaching yourself to other Jews, you're mekayim the whole Torah. By attaching yourself to the Jewish people, you're mekayim the whole Torah. Mizwe quotes here the Sefer Beis Shmuel on page 2. He quotes the Gemara on Shabbos Lamanaf. I just spoke about this Gemara with my students this week. The famous, famous story where the non-Jew comes to Shammai and to Hillel, and he said, right, convert me on one foot. Convert me on the condition that you should teach me the whole Torah on one foot. And we know what Shammai's response. Shammai pushes the ger away, the nachi away. Shammai pushes him away. Says it's impossible. He can't do it. Balif Nehillel. He comes in front of Hillel. Girani, right? Lot lama. So what does he say to Hillel? What does Hillel say back to him? Amarlo. Da'alecha sanil chavercha. Lo Savid, Zuhi Torah Kula, and the rest of the Gemara says it, and Hillel says, and the rest of the Torah is an explanation. What was Hillel saying? Hillel said, whatever you don't want to done to yourself, don't do to others, and the rest of the Torah is an explanation for that. So the first question off of the Gemara, maybe we'll focus on it if we have time at the end, is that's the whole Torah of one mitzvah? The whole Torah is one mitzvah and the rest of the Torah is an explanation? So no, we're not going to meet that at the end. We're going to talk about it right now. No, at the end of the day, when a person is, this is the Marsha explains, says the Marsha, not a Hasidish Rebbe, that people say, oh, the Rebbe said this and that's everything. This is the Marsha, you're talking about a Rishon. What was Hillel saying, says the Marsha? When a person is mekayim the mitzvah of Avdarecha Kamocha, I should love my friend like myself, I'm being mekayim the whole Torah. That's why that's what Hillel's response was back to the Nachi, right? To the non-Jew. One of my students asked me today, why did he even ask about the one foot? What was that? What's the whole deal? Why is he even coming to be able? Why? It's just a weird language. Yeah. The last thing, another question a girl asked me today was, we know that there's an issur in the Torah that you're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews, right? You're not allowed to teach Torah. So what would you answer? What would you say? He's coming to Migayer, then it's okay, right? It seems like a very interesting story that the guy was like, he was coming to convert, but it's a little fishy, right? So Shammai, right, everyone knows that Shammai was always the more of the Harif. He was a little more strict, right? He was always very... He's very gurur. They're very machmir. And he, Hillel is always the one to say Rapanim Yafos. Even though if you look in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Shama is the one who says that person should be kaim. He should greet someone to say Rapanim Yafos, which is interesting. But that's not for now. So, end of the day, the basis and explains from the Rasha and through the Beis Shmuel Achron. What does he say? He says an incredible thing. He says that a person can be mekayim the mitzvah after the Recha Kamocha and be mekayim the whole Torah. So now we still have our two questions, but he adds one more thing. What was he saying that you should either should be mekayim the Torah on one foot? Look at the last sign over here. Exactly. V'hinei kama mitzvah shei bein adam kol adam yachol l'kayim al kimo mitzvah yibam v'chalitza mitzvah milag l'mi she'en lo ben l'mi she'lo meis achev shalag. So he says basically there's certain mitzvah that a person can't do, right? So yibam v'chalitza, all these different things. However, the panimis of that he was saying, he wants to quote from the Basir Beis Shmuel, the Ger was saying, tell me a mitzvah that I could do that I don't have to keep on coming back and forth through Gilgulim. Whatever that means. I'm not holding in Gilgulim. But Gilgulim basically means of there's certain neshama that go up to the world and they come down to this world because they have certain things they have to fix, right? Actually, I heard Rav Weinberger say recently that nowadays it's brought down by all the svarim that there are no new neshamas in Klal Yisrael. All the neshamas that are in this world are still neshamas that need to kunim. There are neshamas that need to kunim, right? Because we know Kadosh Baruch Hu only made 600,000 neshamas. But we're getting very off topic right here. So at the end of the day, this is what he wants to say, but by the underline over there. He wants to take the word regal, he wants to explain it as pav. The word regal, right? He says, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. It doesn't mean one foot. Teach me the whole Torah on one time, right? As the pasuk says in Balak, shalosh regalim, right? Shalosh pa'amim, right? Rashi brings that over there, right? Right? Why you hit the what's it called? The donkey says, why are you hitting me three times? So what's he saying over here? The Ger is saying, Amar lo girani al manasha tilamni kol haTorah kula al regal achad shekayim bapam echa v'lo etzarach labo ol begilo. The Nachri was telling Hillel and was telling the Gemara is telling us that he was telling Hillel that I want to be kind of one mitzvah, so I don't want to come back one more time. I don't want to come back anymore. Tell me the one mitzvah. What was the one mitzvah that Hillel told the Ger? What was the one mitzvah? You want to know you only want to come back one time? Whatever you don't do to yourself, don't do to others. And the rest of the Torah is an explanation for that. Page 3. Lo save. Right? Whatever you don't want to yourself, don't do to others. You should love your friend like yourself. You only want to come down to this world, it's a scary world. You only want to come down one time? Do this mitzvah. He basically says at the end of the day, if you're not being mekayim it, another Jew will be mekayim it, and you'll be okay. So at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize, the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, the Shechanti Pesochem, to be able to realize every single Jew has a Kodesh Baruch Hu within them. Every single Jew has a Kodesh Baruch Hu within them. So much so, is that when we don't have that mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, we're causing the one mitzvah that could change us for our neshama not to be able to come down to this world. I'm sure you guys all know the Gemara, the famous Gemara. I think it's between the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure where this Gemara is. She'll look it up, Linetter. Machlokes between Shammai and Hillel of whether or not a person should be created or not, right? Shammai says it's better that we shouldn't be created. Why? Because there are more chances to do averus than mitzvos. Right? You know what this Gemara is? I'm not sure. Erevin Yafi Gimel. Right? Beautiful. I have to write that down. Thank you very much. Erevin Yafi Gimel. So there's a Gemara that says, all right, Shammai says it's better to not be, right? There's only 613 mitzvos and a lot more averus than that, right? What does Hillel say? No, Hillel says, no, you still have more opportunities to be able to do mitzvos. And at the end of the day, who do we pass in like? Passing like Shammai. The Gemara says that at the end of the day, but if we're here, we should do the best. We should do the best and make the best of it. Don't say, "Oh, Hashem, sorry, you created me." All the best, cultive. No, now that we're here, we still have to be able to do it. Maybe this Nachri was saying to Shammai, right? But maybe we can say Shammai was actually going according to his opinion, right? Shammai says, "Oh, you want to learn Torah on one foot? Can't be. You shouldn't even be here. You shouldn't even be here because this world's too scary. There's too many chances to be able to do averus." But we still didn't answer our two questions. Just to remind myself, at least, what were the two questions? Why do we need a mishkan? And secondly, why was Nasav and Ishmo? Why was the responsibility to build a mishkan? So he quotes over here. I'm sorry, we're doing a lot from the Beis Yitzchak, but it was such a beautiful idea. I really wanted to see it inside. He quotes the Yerushalmi in the Darim. The pasuk says, "Va'avta le'echa kamocha in Kedoshim." Omar Rabbi Kiva is a klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Kiva has famously said that this is a klal gadol b'Torah. Ki adei avas Yisrael mekayim kol echav echav kol Torah, says the Beis Yitzchak, through the mitzvah of avas Yisrael, a person is mekayim the whole Torah kula, and that's why Rabbi Kiva said that klal gadol b'Torah. This is a great rule in the Torah. One of my students this week wanted to say, you want to know why Rabbi Kiva was the one who said Zach Klal Gadol B'Torah? Who was the person who lost 24,000 students?
Yeah.
Because they didn't Lonagu Kavod Zebazev, Rabbi Kiva. So he learned this the hard way. Rabbi Kiva is the davka, the person who learned this the hard way. Another one of my students said a great thing. This is just a little off topic. How many years did Rabbi Kiva go away to learn for? 12 years and another 12 years, 24. How many students did he learn? Did he lose? 24. So she wanted to say that, I even forgot what she said. She wanted to say there's a connection between 24 and 24. You ever see something like this? Right? Why? He went to Golan for 24 years and he lost students for 24 years. Right? I'm not sure what it is. And he said when he came back, he said that all my Torah learning should go to my wife. Right? Rabbi Kiva understood the amazing meat of Avos Yisrael. Now we're going to finally get back to answer our two questions. Why is it that we need a Mishkan? If every single, the Mikdash lives within every single Jew, why do we need a Mishkan? The second is, why was the Asuli Mikdash the response to Nasav and Ishma? So at the end of the day, says the Beis Yitzchak, Now we can see why Hashem told us to build a Mishkan. The Mishkan is the one thing that brought Klal Yisrael together. When the Jewish people came every single year to be able to bring Karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, and you saw your friend that lived in Tzfat, and you lived in the Gush, and you didn't see each other so much, you didn't have Facebook, you didn't have Twitter, you didn't have email. What happened? It was a time to catch up. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was a time that you were brought together, right? It was a time that you were brought together, be able to inspire each other, to be able to see how your lives are doing. In the midst of Hakel, that all the men and the women and the children would come together. You want to know how it is? When Jews get together and they have the mitzvah of Yisrael and they get together for one purpose, to be able to serve Hashem, be able to come to the Mikdash, that is me being mekayim the whole Torah kula. Now this is why the pasuk says the oath to the Mikdash. What does it mean that Hashem is saying you should build a Mikdash for myself? If you build a Mikdash, Zeyo Yisrael b'achdus gomer. You have achdus together. You have achdus. It'll be like you had. If you have achdus, it'll be like you're mekayim the whole Torah. And this will cause the shechati b'socha. You have achdus, it will cause me to be able to live inside of you. Every single Jew has Hashem inside of them. But if you don't have a place to go, to gather together, to learn together, to daven together, to have hakel together, to catch up together, it means nothing. You have to have a place to be able to do it together, to have ashrash hashchina together. The shechati b'socham, shetia hashchina shuya b'neim, ki ha'yadei ha'torah zochem la'ashrash hashchina. Through having the Torah, then you're a zochet ha'ashrash hashchina. That was the whole Indian of the Ashach. It's very easy to have the Hashem within you. But if you don't have a place, you don't have a mikdash, you don't have a mishkan to be able to go, then it means nothing. So now everyone's thinking, so where is he going with this? We don't have the mishkan nowadays. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So what should we do? So that's what he says in the last paragraph over here. In Ibizmana Golosh, Ein Lanu Mikdash. Love Yeros. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash to be able to go to three times a year. Ha'etza, what's the advice? Says the Turka Rebbe. Lahosif ha'achdus b'Yisrael who idea asifasim b'bei pati kinesios about the midrashos shehem mikdash ma. You want to know how to be able to mekayim this? Yeah, you want to have achdus? You want to be sanctify Hashem's name within you? Go build shuls and build schools and add achdus there. Uvelaso b'torah b'tfil b'tzibor and have shiurim there and make build bati midrashim and have tefila b'tzibor. Try to make as many minyanim as possible. Don't have the latest marv be in Boca 9:30 10 o'clock marv. Try to make a later marv. Just a little one of my things, because sometimes I'll miss a marv and I'll be like, oh my gosh, Boca's on 9:30. Miami's not too much better. 10 o'clock over there, right? The latest marv in, yeah, call yeah, nine, that's 9:45. There's 10 o'clock in Avos Torah and 10 o'clock in the yeshiva. In New York, my friends are in YU. They down marv till 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, right? So we should try to push for a flea netter. We're trying to be mekayim though. The Beis Yitzchak says you have to have achdus through having shuls and through making more minyanim. Vayedei zeh, through this, zeh nechshav gam hayom lechol echad kilu kimas kol Torah. If you do that, then you'll be able to be mekayim the whole Torah, to hold Torah kula. So at the end of the day, why was Nasav and Nishma the thing? What happened at Har Sinai? Right? He doesn't say this, but I think, I mean, I didn't see it. What happened in Har Sinai? We sent Nasa Venishma. There was an Indian. We sent Nasa Venishma for Ben Odom Amakom, and we sent Nasa Venishma for the Ben Odom Chaver. Like we said last week, right? I mean, you guys were. I think Dr. Morris, you were away. If you look at the puzzle right before Nasa Venishma, Moshe Rabbeinu split up the blood, right? In half, he sprinkled half on Klai Yisrael and half on the Mizbeach.
Right.
So he said last week the famous shot from Rav Huttner. Rashi brings down over there that who split up the blood, that Moshe would sprinkle the blood on Klai Yisrael and on the Mizbeach. A malach came down. An angel came down and split up the blood. Rafinra says, what? Remember what he says? You needed a malach to be able to come split up the blood? Moshe Rabbeinu?
No.
Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't split up. It's very easy. You know, any figure good. Two buckets, split it in half. Why need a malach? Says Rafinra. And Har Sinai was a pinnacle time in Klai Yisrael's history. Hashem wanted to show the Bnei Yisrael that Ben Adam L'Chavero and Ben Adam L'Makom are both equal. They're both very significant, both paramount to each other. What does it mean when Moshe sprinkled the blood on Klai Yisrael? That represents the mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chavero. Right? Bnei Yisrael, Moshe sprinkled the blood on them. Ben Adam L'Makom was by the Mizbech. The mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom, right? Hashem said they're both integral. So Nasa V'Nishma, we said Nasa V'Nishma right in Matan Torah. Nasa V'Nishma, Hashem said, hey, you had Achdus at Har Sinai? I want to continue that Achdus. And where are we going to continue that Achdus? We're going to continue that Achdus in the Mishkan. We're going to bow to the Mikdash for Shechanti Pesochem. We're going to continue that Achdus. Take the Achdus that we worked, that you had at Har Sinai, but don't lose it. Don't lose that Achdus. Take that Achdus, and I'll be able to infuse it now into the Mishkan. Bring it now into the Mishkan. Bring it in. At the end of the day, a person can be able to say, you know, Achdus is very, very important. But if a person has to learn about it, a person has to learn what it means to have midos, to be very, very hard, be able to grow in their avodas Hashem. Specifically, Ben Adam L'Chaver, right? A person doesn't need a chavrus. You know, I could very much learn a Gemara by myself, a kedama by myself, whatever it is. But to be able to work upon themselves, a person needs to know how to act with other people. A person needs to know how to treat other people. The last two pages 5 and 6, from a sefer I just pulled off the shelf. They came up with these amazing, amazing letters and tshuvas from the great Mashkiach Rav Volbi, the Baal of the Ali Shore. Tremendous, tremendous Mashkiach, known for his amazing Musar Shmuzin and tremendous Svarim. Before I go to the two letters, I just want to say one Maisa that I saw that really hits home. The great Rav Shlomo Zalman, who said last week, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a gon, was a rav who lived his life with Ben Adam L'Chavero. He was an amazing genius, and Halicha Shlomo, Micha Shlomo, Svarim are incredible. His psukim are unbelievable. The one defining thing everyone says who saw Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, like Rav Govach always says, what's Rav Govach always have on his face? He always has a smile, right? Rav Meir Govach, the Shor Shifra, he always has a smile. Who did he learn that from? He learned that from his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman. He always had a smile on his face, right? The famous story, not the story I want to say, but you know sometimes when you want to say a story and then your mind it's for another story. So Rav Weinberg always says that Hashem, if there's a thought that comes into your head, brought down that storm, then you should say. So I'll say the story before we get to the real story. Rav Shlomo Zalman, right after his wife passed away, was in the hospital and he was taking care of all the needs that needed to go along with that. And what happened was a student of his saw him in the hospital and like he felt like he came down because he heard he had a baby. He said, Rabbi Malzus, we just had a baby. Wow. Shlomo Zalman put on the biggest smile on his face, and the student didn't know that Shlomo Zalman was there because his wife passed away. And it was only known after, when the student realized and he saw in the paper that Shlomo Zalman's wife passed away, he made the story famous, right? Another story of Shlomo Zalman, right? Shlomo Zalman at the funeral for his wife, and he's being right? Exactly. There's a minhag in Klai Yisrael that a husband or a wife, whoever passes away first, to be able to ask mechila from them for any. For anything that they've done in their lifetime. Shlomo Zalman said famously at his wife's levaya, he said, I don't have to ask you, I just want to let you know, I don't have to ask you for mechila. Why? Because we took a neder in the yichurim that from the time we got married until 120, that you would always be right. You would always be right. Tremendous thing. I can't imagine. Just a tremendous level, you know, tremendous level of another 100%. And if anyone who's married, and at the end of the day, to be able to have that another, to be able to have that achdus, it's another level, you know. Hashem created men and women very, very differently. So, from Shlomo Zalman to be able to say that, it's an incredible thing. So now the real myself from Shlomo Zalman that I really wanted to say, to show that what a real Jew is, it's caring not only about what you're learning, but to live your learning, to live the Torah. The story goes that Shlomo Zalman had a student who was very, very sick, and he wanted to go visit him. The student wasn't that old; he was like 12, 13 years old. And on the way there, and he had a cab driver of Shlomo Zalman. I met this guy once; told me he was a Shlomo Zalman's cab driver. I don't know. Probably every cab driver knows. Probably says that they once drove Shlomo Zalman, so they're his cab driver, right? So he told me, so the story goes that they're on their way, he stopped off at a makolet in Yerushalayim. Stopped at a makolet, every other store, every other street, there's another makolet in Yerushalayim. And he runs out, he says, I'll be back in 2 minutes, shed their coat, he comes back into the car, and the cab driver sees him like looking at this candy bar. So he said, Rabbi, what are you looking for? Are you looking for Ashkacha? It's kosher, don't worry, I know, it's badatz, it's good. So I'm not looking for the Ashkacha, so then the cab driver says, like, what are you doing then? So I'm looking to see if it's a good candy bar. I'm looking to see if it's a tasty candy bar. Because at the end of the day, I know this kid, he's 12, 13 years old. The thing that's going to make him most happy right now, I know I could tell him a nice toast, so maybe he'll be inspired by that. But there's nothing like it for a 12, 13-year-old kid to be able to get a tasty candy bar. So maybe the kasha on the store is, why didn't you look inside the store to be able to see if it was a kid? Okay, that's not that. Not that. The idea is that great people who learn Torah, who are on a tremendous level, they understand that Shechati B'Socham is within every single Jew. You want to learn Torah, want to learn 24 hours a day, great. But if it doesn't change your mitos, if it doesn't change your achdus, the way you view other Jews, it means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It says Rav Volbi, and he quotes this as the title of the letter is Hatzlachato Shel Bachar Tuluya Mi Heim Chevarov. He says, you want to know how to have Hatzlacha in yeshiva? It's all about who your chevra is. It's all about who your friends, who you're rooming with in Tzvi Yisrael Kolel. Who are you going with to this yeshiva? Who are you going with there? He says over here. I'm just going to skip a few lines down because there's one more story that I want to get to. And he wrote a talmid mechadesh. Says Rav Volbi, ki kol hatzlachato shel bachar tuluya bazeh sheyesh lo chaverim anshei maila. A person has to acquaint himself. A person has to have good friends, but not only good friends, good people, but people who are anshei maila. People are always looking to grow in their avodas Hashem. Im chaver eino tova. If a person doesn't have a good friend, chas v'chalila. Who gorem liyarida gadol? He's gonna be brought down by them. Meim chaver tov olam hen b'secho hen b'yashamayim v'hen b'lima. If you have a good friend, he's gonna uplift you when you tell him a nice dark Torah, or when you tell him something, when just hanging out with someone, right? Hanging out with a nice kid, you become a nicer person, right? And also chaver shohochem l'tayel ito b'lal Shabbos or b'erev acharei seder. He says, end of the day, who are you going to on a Friday night? You know, when it's very easy to just go to sleep. Who are you going to hang out with on Friday night? You want to know how to be a good bachur in yeshiva? Who are your friends? And then who are your friends? Who are the people you hang with? Are you hanging out with good people? Are you hanging out with people v'shachanti b'socham? Are you hanging out with people good midos? Or are you not hanging out with people? Because if you don't hang out, my father used to always say, he always told me this in high school. It doesn't matter if you're not doing something, if you're with bad surroundings. I wasn't this type of kid in high school, but he just told me he wanted to make sure that I didn't become. Doesn't matter if you're not doing it. If you're around someone who's doing something wrong, who is smoking, who is drinking, that shouldn't be. You're also going to be brought down there because it's a trickle effect. Who are the people who are going to have the most effect on you? It's not your rabbi. It's not your parents. It's not your family. It's your friends. Who are your friends? Are your friends people who are growing in their achdus, or the people working on the mitos, or is it at the end of the day, it's just a free for all? It's just the people I grew up with. The last page on page 6. To be honest with you, I didn't go through this whole letter inch by inch. There's one line that I really like to see. So this letter is called Bal Itar Beitikon Amidos. He says someone who comes to be able to be purified, he wants to work on Amidos. So a person wants to be able to grow in after. So a person wants to be able to grow in their Amidos. I have Kaas, I have Gaiva, I have arrogance. How do I grow? Says Rav Volbi, look in the second paragraph. Shalotcha Hashniyah Im Liman Musar Hu Aderech Hayechid Tikon Amidos. You ask me a question, says Rav Volbi in his answer. That if by learning Mesil Shasharim, by learning Orcha Sadiqa, by learning Liman Musar, that'll be the best way to be able to change your midos. Says it's two things. Tzarech ledas ki lechachmas hasmah musar yeshnei chalakim. There's two parts to be able to learning Musar Sfarim or even Chasid Sfarim. Hachelik harishon hu ledas eich lomnim musar. Person has to learn how to learn musar. What should I start with? Should I start with Mesil Shasharim? Should I start with Orcha Sadiqim? What should I start with? And that really goes. A person has to speak to a rebbe. A person has to see. What should I be learning? I have a rebbe, Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz Shlita, from the Five Towns, from DRS, going to Landers next year as a Rosh Yeshiva. He says Mr. Shasham never connected to it. Mr. Shasham is very, very good, but sometimes it could be very, very, you know, up there. Zihiras and Zriz, this and that. What's a sefer that he connects to very much? His sefer is Orcha Sadiqim. Orcha Sadiqim talks about every midah specifically. Kas, Gaiva, Simcha, Anova, right? It talks about every single midah in a very specific way. So the first thing, a person has to, as says Rav Volbi, a person who wants to grow in their midos, you have to know how to learn, what to learn, who to ask. And finally, the chelek hasheni, who adachs, eich misaknim midah ra, eich konim midah tova. A person has to be able to go and say, hey, I have a bad midah right now. How am I going to change it? How am I going to do this? And every person here knows the famous quote from Rishal Salanter, right? If you don't know it, now you know. Rishal Salanter just adjourned that last week. He says it was easier to finish all of Shas, easier to finish all of Gemara than to do what? Than to change one midah. Right? To change one midah. Than to change Kas, your Kas, to change your Gaiva, to change this. Easier to finish all of Shas. Last time I checked, all of Shas, thousands and thousands of pages. One midah, right? At the end of the day, it seems like, oh, one midah. No, person has to work. Our Rabbi says that it takes years and years. A person has to learn this for him and say, how could I learn? How can I learn more about Achdus, right? The last line over here, by the arrow, says, Kriya Sipurim Agdei Adoros Hiyofa, Aval Chochmas HaMusar Eina Megim Ayada. Saying, by saying great stories about Big Dolan, it's good. But be able to know the Chochmas HaMusar, it's not going to come to your hand. So I'm not sure exactly what he's saying over there, but someone who's a Ravobi chassid will say exactly what they know. But in my humble opinion, I want to say to Ravobi, at the end of the day, stories might be just little things, but our generation connects to very much stories. When the rabbi gets up in shul, when someone says a good story, Jews feel it. Rabbi Nachman famously said, and non-Jews put their children to sleep with stories, right? Rock my baby on the treetop, right?
Yeah.
Right? Non-Jews put their kids to sleep with stories, but Jews keep their children alive with stories. That's Rabbi Nachman. You can look it up. He says Jews keep the kids alive with stories. So at the end of the day, we have to learn the sifrei Moshe, says Rav Volbi. We have to learn how to learn. How to do, what to do, how to be Mekayim. But at the end of the day, be able to also talk about great stories. When you hear a story of Shmuel Zalman, about the story in the hospital, we hear about the story about at the funeral, about the candy bar, those things have an effect, right? They have a tremendous effect. And he says, hey, I want to be like that person, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't Rav Moshe Feinstein like that. That's why a lot of my Rebbeim don't really like all these art scroll things that they come out. That Rav Moshe Feinstein was a goon when he was 3 years old. Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's a famous story, right? That someone said, I think to Rav Moshe, maybe I think it was a Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe, how did you become that you have zero anger? So Rav Moshe turned back to the guy and said, you think I did that in one day? That takes years and years of work if I myself. Right, the famous story of Moshe. Rav Moshe got a famous Gemara that they just printed in the 1920s, right? And he left his room for 1 minute. One of his Talmidim really wanted to see this Gemara. He wanted to see the Gemara. And he spilled some ink on the Gemara. Rav Moshe came back, right? And the kid was like, can you just imagine being that kid? Being that Talmud, he's terrified. Oh my gosh, you gotta get the heck out of here. What happened? Rav Moshe saw what happened. He had the biggest smile on the face and he said, the Gemara is just as beautiful. The Gemara is just as beautiful as it was before. Don't worry about it. Right? There's a big gedolim where the people understand that it's all about midas. But shechati b'sochem, every single Jew is important. So at the end of the day, just be able to you know, I know we did a lot today in a short amount of time. Just to review. The Ashik, we start off with the Ashik. The Ashik said, why does it say besochan v'shachanti besochan? I should live amongst them. It really says v'shachanti besocho. I live in it, right in the Mishkan. Says the Achshach, no, that I live inside every single Jew. I live inside every single Jew. Then the Beis Yitzchak quoted two questions, right? The two questions are, why do we need a Mishkan then? Why do we need a building? And why did the Medrash say the Nas of Nishma? We said Nas of Nishma, and Hashem's response was the Osu the Mikdash. Says the Beis Yitzchak, when it took a little long time to be able to get there. You want to know why you need a Mishkan? End of the day, it's very nice to say Nas of Nishma at Har Sinai. But now you have to keep it going. You need a place for that. You need a place for that to be able to keep it going. What's the best place to have? Bati Midrashus, Bati Kinesios. Having a place to be able to daven, to be able to have the shul, being a place to be able to grow. Then we saw the great idea from Rav Volbi, right? Rav Volbi said, and the day, who's your chaver? Who are you hanging out with? Those are the people who are going to have the biggest effect in those. And then at the end of the day, how do I become a better person? Says Rav Volbi, I have to learn Sifrei Moser, right? I have to learn Sifrei Moser. And then I have to learn how to learn it. But at the end of the day, we also have to say good stories. It's from Rabbi Nachman. We have to say good stories. So we'll end off with one very short story. So Pesach is right around the corner. It's not right around the corner, but before we know, Pesach will be right around the corner. And I print out the story just so I would get the details right. The story is a story right after World War II in Romania between the Skolena Rebbe and the Vizhnitzer Rebbe. What happened was that right after World War II, it was right around Pesach time, right around in 1940 time, the Vizhnitzer Rebbe had an inn in Romania after the war that he would be able to get matzahs, right? Not that many matzahs, but he was able to get matzahs. The Skolena Rebbe sent his son and said, hey, Vizhnitzer Rebbe, I heard that you're able to get matzahs. Can you be able to give me one? The Vizhnitzer Rebbe said, sure, no problem. No problem, I'll give you a matzah. The next day, the Skolena Rebbe's son sends his son back. He says, Rebbe, is it okay if we just have another matzah? Is that okay? Is it really crazy? There are thousands of Jews in Europe who need matzah for Pesach. You can't have two. I'm really sorry. He said, Rebbe, I'm really sorry. My father told me I cannot go home for Yontif if you don't give me one more box of matzah. He said, your father said it like that. So your father said it like that. He's a tremendous tzaddik, whatever it is. I'll give you another box of matzah, but I'm just telling you, you're taking away from another family. So okay, he went back home, took the box of matzahs. Erev Yontif, his father, Skolner Rebbe's son, was doing his little preparations, and his father comes in. The Skolner Rebbe comes in. Says, "I want you to take a box of matzah back to the vision to Rebbe. Right before Shabbat, right before Yontif, go back. Say, Dad, you told me to be able. We need it too, like the kids, whatever. Say no, go keep it avayim. You went very good. Comes back to the vision to Rebbe. Knocks on his door. Says, "Yes, Shalom Aleichem. It's right before Yontif. What are you doing?" He said, "I have a box of matzahs for you. Says, you have a box of matzahs for you." So what's Pshat? So he opens up a letter right in the matzah. Skolner Rebbe said, "I know," says the Skolner Rebbe, "I know you would give away your box of matzah to someone else. I knew that you would have zero matzahs left. So I took a box of matzahs for you that you'd be okay." And great remains amazing story. I took a second matzah for you to be able. So there's two perspectives to that story. One, that the vision to Rebbe actually gave away his matzahs so another Jew could be able to come behind the mitzvah. At the end of the day, that the Skolner Rebbe, right, he had the vision, the perspective to care about his friend, the vision to Rebbe's his mitzvah. End of the day, the Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to see the Achdus, but also the mitzvah for Shechanti B'Socham. To keep the Nas of Anishma going, to keep the Achdus going, is also the mitzvah. That after B'Socham. Shebizocham, B'Az Hashem, to keep it going. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbat.